Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to another award-winning edition of the Braves Beach House Podcast. I'm Mike, and we have a very special guest host with us, Harrison.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here on the Beach House.
Well, thanks for being here. I know you're a little sandy, dusting off from coming from the beach, but we got a lot of things in store for this podcast, don't we?
Yes, we do. On today's episode, we're going all things in-depth on the 2025 spring training schedule, the best way to experience spring training here at Cool Today Park, where you can sit, how you bring your group here. And I think there's even a special friend joining us later in the episode.
I love special friends when they join us on the episode. You never know who it's going to be, whether it's Brad, Nicole, Tate. You're just not sure who can show up.
You never know who's going to show up, but you'll have to stay tuned to the end to see who we have right here on the Braves Beach House Podcast.
And don't forget, I got to remind you to make sure you get your tickets to the Tiki Time Music Festival at the Tiki Bar this Saturday. Two bands, gates open at 3 o'clock. A lot of fun, a lot of adult games. All day happy hour. Make sure you get your tickets at cooltodaypark.com or at the ticket office at Cool Today Park.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, and we'll be right back after this. All right, and welcome back to the Braves Beach House Podcast. We are joined by our senior sales manager, Matt Gower. It's great to have you here in the Braves Beach House. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
So this 2025 spring training season kicks off on February 23rd here at Cool Today Park against the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll have 15 regular season Grapefruit League home games here at Cool Today Park, as well as a minor league prospect spring breakout game against the Detroit Tigers prospects on March 16th. We have a game on St. Patrick's Day, which is always a fun spring training tradition against the Boston Red Sox. We also have a lot of division opponents this year from the East Coast of Florida and the Miami Marlins and the Washington Nationals. And, you know, baseball is best enjoyed in a group setting, and Cool Today Park has a lot of group spaces where fans can come and enjoy that, right?
Yes, they do. Lots of them.
So what's your favorite group space here at Cool Today Park? If you were bringing your friends down to the game and you wanted to take in from a unique view, where would you go?
The first place I would choose would be the Centauri Insurance Super Suite. That space is located in right field. The only thing that separates you from Ronald Acuna is a fence.
Yeah, and a lot of our friends from Atlanta might recognize Below the Chop at Truist Park, and Centauri Super Suite is very similar to that.
It is. It is the only on-the-field suite in the state of Florida for spring training, too. So Cool Today Park has a very special piece that you can't find anywhere else.
Exactly. Now, how big of a group can I bring to the Centauri Super Suite?
The Centauri Suite can hold up to 120 people, anywhere from 90 to 120 people. Has its own private bar in there, bathrooms. The only reason you need to leave if you want to go get some sun.
And what about food? Can I add food if I bring my group to the Centauri Super Suite?
Yes, we have two authentic menus. Beyond that, you can add on menu, anything you like. We also have our own private bar inside there.
Oh, that's really awesome. I mean, to be right on the field, you really get to hear everything that's going down on the action. And just what better place to view the game?
Agreed, 100%.
Now, if I have a little bit smaller group, I don't have quite 100 people, do you have some other group spaces that you might recommend to some groups of a smaller size?
We do. Not too far away from there, we have the Cutwater Spirits Bullpen Suite, which is located in right center field, right above the Braves bullpen. Great space to watch a game.
Oh, that's really cool. Can you see into the bullpen and see the pitchers warm up?
You actually can. You can look right over the wall, down straight where the pitchers are throwing, as well as you can look right out onto the outfield.
That's really cool. So you get to see players warm up, you get to see the game. It's the best of both worlds, and you almost get to feel like you're right there in the bullpen with the Braves.
And it's very small and quaint, a group of 16, so it's not a large space, but it's perfect. It's shaded right under the Truist Pavilion,
and there's a lot of nice soft seating there. There's some couches, some stuff to drink. Is there any beverages or food that comes with the group space?
Yeah, first, so we have patio furniture out there. You got a couch. We've got chairs right up against the rail. But you have 48 drinks of your choice, either Cutwater Spirits, mixed drink in a can, bottled beer, soda, or water.
Wow, that's like a great value to get, be able to enjoy a nice cold beer and watch the Braves warm up in the bullpen, a nice vantage point from center field right above the gate, like no better place.
As well as everyone there also gets $20 loaded into their ticket for concessions. They can go anywhere inside the stadium and get food with that.
You're saying any concession stand?
Any concession stand inside the stadium.
So if I want kitchen sink nachos, I can use my loaded ticket to enjoy some kitchen sink nachos from the bullpen suite?
Exactly. Not too far away either.
That's a great pairing.
It is.
What about like some pregame hospitality areas? Do you have anything for if people want to bring some clients out before the game and enjoy a
We actually do up on the terrace level. We have two spaces. One is called Necro's Nook, and the other one is called Aaron's Porch. Aaron's Porch, obviously after Hank Aaron named, and Phil Necro on the other side. These groups can host anywhere from 30 up to 60 people. Get here pregame. You have a buffet set up. The good thing about having the group space is you have dedicated seats in the seating bowl, but you also get the group space for the entire day.
That's amazing. So you get to enjoy your buffet in a nice picnic area, but you also are right on the terrace level above the dugouts on the 200 level, looking out onto the field from a great vantage point.
That is correct.
And I think there's shade there too, right?
Shade and breeze. Two great things you always want to have here, shade and breeze.
Do you have any air conditioned suites or spaces if I don't want to be out in the sun and the Florida humidity is a little too much for me?
We do have two spaces, actually. The first one we have is the Necro suite, again, after Phil Necro. That space, it's private, it's air conditioned. You have your own private bathroom, and even your seats are on its own private balcony with padded seats.
Oh, wow. What can I get with the suite? Do you have food service there as well?
The suite has the same setup. You have an hour and a half buffet. You get two choices of a menu. You can buy cocktails. You can bring everything in. And then again, there's also an add-on menu, so you can get different foods if you want to kind of add on to it.
That's amazing. So if you are planning on coming down to spring training and you want to get your group tickets, when can Braves Country come down here and get their first chance at getting group tickets?
Right now. We've already started the process. Again, as the schedule is out, reach out to us. We can tell you what spaces are available for the games. Get down here, get them signed up before people start taking them.
Yeah, so if you want to see more in-depth information about our group spaces, you can visit our website at cooltodaypark.com/groups. There you can see more pictures and some more information specific to what you get with each of our group areas. Season tickets are also on sale right now in addition to our group and hospitality spaces. It's called our Braves Beach Club season ticket program here. Can you talk us through maybe some of the benefits of becoming a Braves Beach Club member?
The Beach Club members, we have several parties that we do during the course of the year for them. They have early access as one of the most important things. So for a 1 o'clock game, you get 3 hour early entry. So 10 a.m. for a 1 o'clock game. You also have the access to go around. You have discounts being a Beach Club member, and you also have a Beach Club member card that can get you a discount inside the team store year round.
That's really nice. And you mentioned entering early into the stadium. You get to watch most cases the Braves or the visiting team might be on the field, and you can go stand on the berm and catch some home run balls from batting practice. I mean, it's one of the many benefits of getting here early.
Indeed.
Also, a special perk for the 2025 season of being a Beach Club member is you actually get admission to the spring breakout game, where our minor league prospects, top minor league prospects from the Atlanta Braves, will be taking on the top minor league prospects from the Detroit Tigers in a one-time, almost like a futures game in March.
Yep, that'll be a good one there, too. We had one this past year. We were down in Boston for it, so this one will be coming up. It's very authentic. We've never done that before here. This is the first time at Cool Today Park we are having a prospects game.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So group hospitality season tickets are on sale now. There's also many other upgrades that you can make to your experience to Cool Today Park to make the most of your visit. We have a line drive pass, which allows you to skip the lines, VIP experience, as well as admission to where we're recording our podcast right now, the Leecom Legends Club. Can you just briefly touch on some of the benefits of those programs for our fans who might be planning a trip to Cool Today Park?
Yeah, the first thing we have is, like Harrison said, there's the VIP experience. The VIP experience gets you in early hours, 3 hours prior to. You get access into the Leecom Legends Club all day, but most importantly, you get on the field for batting practice, whether it be the Braves batting practice or the visiting team. We only have a certain allotment of those. Once they're gone, they're gone. And if you don't want to go through that process, in which I would highly suggest if you want to get here, do the VIP experience for the Leecom Legends Club. You've got a buffet in here of different foods, finger food to try out. You've got draft beer, you have wine, you have soda. And most importantly, after the game, when the traffic is going crazy, you have the ability to stay 1 hour after the game. But back to the VIP experience. Again, we only have so many of those. And once they're gone, they're gone. So it is a hot commodity that will start selling very fast. And for those that don't maybe want to go into the VIP experience, but you want to get in to watch batting practice, like Harrison said, we do have our line drive pass, which gets you in same time as the VIP experience or a season ticket holder 3 hours prior to first pitch.
Yeah, that early entry is one of the best things that happen here at Cool Today Park. If you're a Braves Beach Club member, VIP experience holder, LeeCom Legends Club admission, line drive pass, or an A-list member at Truist Park. You get to come in here 3 hours before first pitch, have the whole stadium to yourself. There's a leadoff discount at every single concession stand, so you can save a little bit of money on food during the first hour. And you get first access to parking, so you can get a parking spot more up close if you get it here early.
Exactly. Yep. It's well worth it. I'd much rather have that process of getting all the cars here than waiting until the last minute to park.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great experience. So spring training game times have not came out yet. If you stay tuned here on the Braves Beach House podcast, as well as our social media channels, you'll be first to know when our night games will be, what time first pitch is, and also when single game tickets will be on sale. You can come out here in person. You'll be able to purchase them online at a later date. But for now, Matt and our sales team would love to get you set up with our groups and hospitality spaces, Braves Beach Club memberships, and it'll be a great spring. You just got to get down here.
Get out here. Get a hold of us now. The group spaces go fast every year. We start far ahead of any other team in Major League Baseball. We are already starting the groups. It's literally 6 months before, 7 months before. We want to get these done. So don't wait till the last minute where you can't get a group in.
That's right. So thank you for joining us on the Braves Beach House podcast, Matt. Hopefully we can have you back again. I know if you want to quickly mention about our tours real fast, we have a tour coming up in September. Can you just quickly hit on that and where people can get information for that?
Yes, so we do tours on the last Tuesday of every month here, at least through December. Tours begin at 11 a.m. right outside the stadium, and you get to go to different parts inside the park, from inside the LeeCom Legends Club to our press box to the dugout, the Braves bullpen, even back to our academy where we've never been before. We're starting a new process in our tour where you can go back and see our 200-seat auditorium. So great space there to do that. Even if you have a group and you'd like to do one maybe on a different time or a different date, we can do that, but feel free to reach out to me and I can assist with that.
All right, that sounds like a great time. CoolTodayPark.com/tours for that. We'll be back on the Braves Beach House podcast with our very good friend Slicer. He's down on the streets, so we'll check in with Slicer right after this. All right, thanks, Slicer. So good to hear from all of you out there, Braves country. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Braves Beach House podcast. Coming up this week here at Cool Today Park, we got Suncoast DJ Bingo on Thursday night. Always a fun time at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar. We got live music all weekend, and don't forget the Tiki Time Music Festival this Saturday with Karate in the Garage and Bandana. Tickets are on sale now. Make sure you get them before the event to save a little bit of money. And the Tiki Bar is also open on a Monday, a rare occurrence on Labor Day. There's going to be $2 hot dogs and $2 draft beers, so be sure to spend your Labor Day here with us at Coolidah Park. Next week on the show, we will have a staff spotlight on one of our staff members here at Coolidah Park. We'll hear from Wendell's World Records. There's apparently a little bit of controversy about the world's largest beach ball drop that happened in March. And we got a whole lot more fun in store next week on the Braves Beach House podcast. Thanks for joining me here, and we'll see you again next time.